Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
My name is Kelly Loosely. I know that's weird for some of you that my name is Kelly. Back in the 60s and the 70s, Kelly was still mostly a boy's name. So even when I work overseas in Europe and stuff, people have always thought that was quite funny that that was my name, thinking that it was a woman's name. But in the United States at one point, that was a man's name. Most recently, for the last 20 or so years, I've been running an animation program at a university called Brigham Young University, which is located in Provo, Utah, really close to Sundance. So if you've heard of the Sundance Film Festival, we're just literally like 15 minutes away from the Sundance ski resort. But before my time teaching as a professor, I worked for Walt Disney in the live action division of the company. And then before that, I worked for DreamWorks. So at DreamWorks, I worked on Prince of Egypt, I worked on the movie Shrek. I worked on Spirit, the movie about the horse. That's sort of my background. And then when I was your age, I was doing a lot of clay animation and stop motion commercials. So that's kind of who I am.
So do you want to jump right in and share one of the student films that you had told me?
Yeah. So the film I'm about to show you is made by college students at my university. It won a student Emmy, which is, the Emmys are given out by the Television Academy Awards. So you have the Motion Picture Academy Awards and you have the Television Academy Awards. So this won the best college film in the United States last year for the Television Academy Awards. And let me make sure that this is going to work for video. Okay, can you all see my black screen now?
Yep, you're good.
All right, let's go for it. Hmm.
That was awesome.
So that's a sample of what I do now. I teach students and they make stuff like that. So
that is so much fun. So I already got some questions emailed to me, and I know that we have some kids here that have some questions they want to put out in the chat. So I will go ahead and open up the chat. But we had one kid email, and he wanted to know, what would you recommend that the students learn now in middle school and high school if they want to pursue that in college?
So it depends on what you want to do in the industry. The animation industry has two sort of tracks or areas of focus. You could be artists, right? Pure art, or you might be the technical computer side. So what I would tell you, if you want to do pure art, is just to spend most of your time drawing from life. Don't draw anime characters. Don't draw Disney characters, but really carry a sketchbook around with you and draw your dog, draw your parents, draw your friends, draw from life as much as possible. Most movies are about humans, so really understanding human anatomy and getting that background to where you can draw the human figure really well is really important. On the technical side, I would say start learning a little bit of coding, some programming. Most of the programming that we do in the animation industry is based on Python. Some of it is C++ based, but anything that will start to introduce you into basic programming will really help in that area. There are a lot of people who learn 3D software really early and things like Blender, which is free. Certainly that helps, but that's not critical. But a lot of people your age nowadays are just really sort of picking up the software and kind of going for it. So that's clearly an option as well.
Now, you were discussing before that you'd worked on animation and live action with your entire career. If you had to pick one thing that stands out, a project that you worked on, what has been one of the most important ones for you?
So most students are really impressed that I worked on Spirit, because it seems like all my students grew up really loving Spirit, especially girls. Girls seem to love those horse movies. But I think the thing that I got to work on the most, that I was most intrigued by and sort of thought was really remarkable, was the Prince of Egypt movie, the movie about Moses, right? Just the scale of that, the special effects, the quality of it. I still, you know, that was a long time ago. A long time ago when I worked on that. And that movie still holds up. I really like that film. So
yeah, that's one of my favorite ones that you've worked on, I just have to say.
Oh, yeah.
It's a timeless film.
Yeah, it's great.
So we have a question from Marcella. And Marcella, I will let you unmute to ask. You had a really good question. So go ahead and unmute to ask whenever you would like.
Can you listen to me?
Yep, we can hear you.
So I want to know if you have learned about other countries or other cultures by doing these animations.
Ralph, I couldn't understand.
Yeah, no, I got you. So she wanted to know, have you learned, you know, in your various projects, do you learn about other countries and other cultures in your work?
So the thing that's great about animation is that it is global, right? I've worked in Budapest, Hungary. We worked with a studio in Spain. I've worked with studios in England, in Canada, in Malaysia. So I get that sort of practical experience of working with people in other countries. But when we made the movie Prince of Egypt, we had to clearly study Egypt. So a lot of it is connected to what projects you're on and or who you're working with. This week I go to Samoa, the country of Samoa. And so I had to learn about Samoa to make the film that I made that we're going to go air there in Samoa, because I have to make sure that what I'm doing is culturally appropriate and accurate to who and what they are, right? So filmmaking is there's a lot of research and study that goes into it. So yeah, we learn about a lot of different cultures and people because of the types of films we make.
One of the kids wanted to know, how much on the job training did you have to do? Because obviously you went to school for animation, but then you kind of pivoted your career quite a bit. How much of it was on the job training as you were going, especially working at Disney and DreamWorks?
Yes. So you learn a lot of basic skills. And then once you get there at the job, you really sort of will go into a very specific area. My students who come out of my program already have started to specialize. And then when they get to the studio, that specialization, that real specific on-the-job training becomes amplified, and then even more so because it's very much about how the studio does that one thing. So if you're like an expert at computer animated water, you might know a variety of techniques for doing it, but then when you get to Disney, they handle it a certain way, and that's what you learn. You learn their methods for doing that specific thing.
There's so much to it. Even in the short film that you showed us, by the way, if we could put that in the recording, I'll send you an email about that. But that was absolutely incredible. So how detailed, like how long did that take for you guys just to make that short? Because there's so many intricate details within that recording.
Yeah, so that movie took the students about a year and a half to make. Probably a core of about 40 students worked on it. They basically treated it like they were making a feature film at a major studio. And there are people who just specialized in water. There are people who specialized in the explosions from the cannon. There are people who modeled the figures, designed the figures, created the rigs. So it was lots of specialties, just like you would find in Hollywood, in the movie industry.
That's absolutely incredible. And we'll let you go. We have a couple more questions and we'll let you go, but we have Maria.
Oh, you're fine.
Maria, you had a really good question. Go ahead and unmute to ask.
Can you hear me?
Yep, you're good. Yeah.
Okay. I asked because what do you think was the hardest step to get where you are right now?
I think really the hardest step is figuring out what you want to do, right? A lot of students have lots of interests, and so they just dabble in lots of different places. And because they dabble in lots of places, they just kind of get good at something. But you really need to be really excellent in one thing. And deciding what that one thing is the first step. And then really work ethic, you know, working really hard. I have lots of students. I have a number of students from Mexico, Brazil, a bunch from Taiwan, and a handful from China. And they're all studying with us here in the United States. And what they did early on was figure out what they wanted to do, got really good at that. And then that sort of skill helped them sort of get to that next step. And then, each step builds. But being able to decide and focus on one thing really quite often is a key for success.
And, it's clear that your students are incredibly talented. One of the kids wanted to know, are there any specific programs that you might recommend for a high schooler to start with for animation computer programs?
So if you're using computer animation, the easiest and the best one probably is Blender. Blender is free to download, and there are tons of tutorials online. There's a really great users group. And I would say that's the best thing. I don't know of any studios that use it. But it is getting inroads into those places. And once you learn that software, you could learn anything that the studios use.
That's solid advice. And before we let you go, as someone who has, you have such a storied career and you have done so much in your professional life, what kind of advice would you give for these kids as they kind of go off into the world and figure out what they want to do with their lives?
I would just say, if you have an interest in any area, it doesn't have to be animation, but if you have an interest in an area, really go hard, like study and really focus and put a lot of time and attention into that area, because that's how you're going to determine if you really like it and if it's something you'd like to do for a long time. Sometimes people don't go very deep into an area and it's hard for them to determine whether they like it or they're worried that they're going to be wasting time. But if you can develop a skill in one area and then you say, well, this isn't what I want to do for a living, that's fine. You've at least eliminated that. But the lessons you've learned by working hard, those same lessons apply to everything else you're going to try. And so just testing things out, but trying in a very sort of planned, organized, but hardworking manner will be the things that become successful no matter what you pursue.
That's great advice. And you guys, we have some great upcoming guests. I have it on the website. Even if you can't make it, we usually send these recordings out to anyone who's interested. So you can register and we'll send them to you afterwards. But before we let you go, Kelly, I'm going to unmute everybody. And can we all say thank you to Professor Kelly for taking the time out of his busy, busy night to talk to you guys about a career in animation? Thank you so much, sir. We all appreciate you greatly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.